So this is the second one of the China practice pieces, and it's just over 5.5 minutes, I think. So ready. But if you are simply trying to sell cute trendy frocks for next to nothing, the brands with the cutest, trendiest clothes that are closest to zero in price will win. Bravo agrees, adding that she doesn't think high street brands should even be trying to compete, given the hugely destructive impact fast fashion has on the environment. Instead, they should be radically overhauling their business models, scaling their production way back, and essentially selling themselves as the anti-shine. Great quality clothing made to last with fair, transparent supply chains and eco-friendly manufacture, she says. The fast fashion bubble has to burst soon, as those Gen Z shoppers become more and more clued up about ethics and governments finally issue the sanctions and regulations on the industry that are so badly needed. And when that happens, it'll be the brands who have built for a kinder, slower future that retain some loyalty. Or I really, really hope so. Last week, the EU did just that by saying it would be cracking down fast fashion, given the amount of money Shine is set to have in its coffers. Brussels is going to have quite a battle on its hands. The Chinese apparel giant has taken the fashion world by storm, and now, on the back of breakneck growth, is hoping to conquer Wall Street too. The company, which few outside of China had heard of until a few years ago, is limbering up for a mega float on the Nasdaq stock market later this year. A move that potentially has far-reaching consequences if its ambitious financial forecasts are anything to go by. Having already become the shopping destination of choice for more than 140 million largely Generation Z consumers in the West in a short period of time, the company is planning to revamp up growth to heart-stopping levels. In a presentation recently shown to investors, Shine said it was targeting a near trebling of annual turnover from $22.7 billion £18.8 billion last year to $58.5 billion as soon as 2025, the Financial Times reports. That would be more than the combined annual sales of high street giants H&M and Zara. It also believes that the total value of the merchandise sold on its site would jump from around $30 billion to $80 billion. Over the same time frame. Profits, meanwhile, are projected to leap more than tenfold from $700 million to $7.5 billion in 2025. The ramifications of this massive land grab are likely to be huge. The likes of H&M and Zara, ASOS and Boohoo will struggle to defend market share as Shine mounts a fresh assault on Western fashions, ruthlessly undercutting them on price and through super aggressive social media marketing, as it seeks to live up to a string of lofty targets. Much has been made of how quickly fast fashion pioneers like Zara take the latest catwalk styles and turn them into cheap high street imitations, only for the likes of Boohoo and ASOS to come along and fine-tune the process to ensure the top trends are delivered to customers even quicker. Shine has put a rocket under proceedings and taken things to a new level altogether. Fashionistas now talk about ultra-fast, from the fashion shows of Milan and Paris to the front door at the click of a button, often in just days and in mind-boggling numbers. It is thought Shine uploads more than 6,000 new products to its website every day and stocks somewhere in the region of 600,000 items at any one time. Zara manages to launch about 10,000 different garments a year. Shine's goods are cheap, too, on a par with Primark and as much as half the price of H&M, making it difficult for everyone on the fast fashion spectrum to compete with. Yet this isn't an industry that operates on a level playing field. Shine has acquired an unfortunate reputation for exploiting tax loopholes, abusing intellectual property rights, and shunning the sort of ethical standards that ASOS, Boohoo, and others have faced fierce pressure to adopt more enthusiastically. An investigation by Swiss campaign group Public Eye in 2021 found evidence of staff subjected to 75-hour weeks in Shine's Chinese factories, with some working three shifts a day and only getting one day off a week, often in unsafe conditions. Then last autumn, a Channel 4 documentary reported that factory workers earned an average of £19 for a typical 18-hour shift, produced hundreds of items a day and couldn't go home until they'd finished. Some had wages withheld and docked, conditions that broke Chinese labour laws and Shine's own code of conduct. In response, Shine has vowed to invest $15 million to improve standards at its factories. Yet employees and suppliers are likely to find themselves under even greater pressure as Shine's crack team of designers scramble to deliver the eye-watering numbers dangled in front of prospective investors, a task made doubly hard by signs of slowing growth. Spiralling costs, which pushed down profits by more than a third last year from $1.1 billion to $770 million, and recent fundraising talks put its estimated valuation at $64 billion, a spectacular fall of $36 billion in the space of just 8 months. The company is aiming for 261 million customers by 2025, an increase of 86% from the 140 million it has today. Yet for Shine to stand a chance of hitting its financial targets, 60% of those need to have shopped with it before in an industry not known for its brand loyalty. Currently, the proportion of repeat buyers stands at 40%. A stock market float has all the makings of a car crash for investors. Those that bought in at its last fundraising round sound like they are already sitting on steep paper losses as the markets lose faith with fast-growing tech stocks and venture capital funding dries up. No doubt many will attempt to roll over in a frantic attempt to recover their investment. But it stands to be so overhyped that new shareholders get badly burned too, buying at an eye-watering levels, that it will struggle to come close to justifying. Yet perhaps the biggest losers stand to be its legion of unquestioning young customers and the fashion industry's attempts to convince the world that it really has changed for the better.